busloads because we want to worship him. He alone is worthy. He alone is worthy. Worship him now. Fill the room with his glory. Make a seat for him. Make a seat for him. Make a seat for him. Here comes Jesus. Oh, God. Here comes Jesus. Here comes Jesus. Worship him. Forget about yourself. Samuel. 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 Get up. Get up. Get up. Get up. The Lord has need of you. And he wants you to worship. To worship him. None like our God. No one to compare him to. Worship him past your doubt. Worship him past the devil's lies. Slip your hands up and worship him. He alone is worthy, 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 worthy. He alone is worthy, 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 worthy. Worship. Worship him until the room is filled with glory, 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 glory. There's sinners in this room, and I need the saints to worship him. Worship him. Worship him. He alone is worthy. He alone, he alone, he alone is worthy, worthy, worthy. Whether you be saint or whether you be sinner, you owe God. You owe God. The worship. You owe it to him. Bow down and worship him. Lift up your hands and worship him. Tell him how good he is. Tell him how awesome he is. Tell him how glorious he is. Tell him how necessity he is. I believe God. I believe God. I believe God is able. I believe God is able. I believe it. I believe it. I believe God is able. If you worship him, chains will fall off. When you worship him, chains fall off. Who stop a worship? Who can stop a worship? Who can stop? Hey, hey, hey. Shabbat.
The Spirit of the Lord has somebody under siege. And you can ignore me and say, oh, that was cute. I came to see Bishop. The word of the Lord to you today is Jesus is calling you back. It's not about the bishop. Jesus is calling you. Jesus is calling you. What an honor. He could have chosen anybody, but he chose us. Anybody, but he chose us. Lift your hands like you know him. Lift your hands like you believe him. Lift your hands like you trust him. Lift your hands like you need him. Because if we ever needed the Lord before, we sure do need him in the next 30 days.
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT. Praising the Lord.
Greeting. This is Reverend Lionel Smith, pastor of New Scholar Baptist Church. We are a church that is working towards acquiring the mind of Christ. Sit back and listen to the message already in progress.
come, you know God made a way for you. Come on, give God a hand clap of praise. I know God just didn't do it for me. I know he woke us up this morning and started us on our way, but you know, it's something about the grace and glory of God, how he can move in your life and transition things to work out for your good. How many of you know and believe that God is a way maker out of no way? How many of you believe that he's a healer? How many of you believe that he's a deliverer? Come on, I don't know about you, but in a time of storm, God has made a way where I had to peace be still those troubled waters. When I thought the boat was rocking, I still slept at night. I thought that when I was hurting, I still had no pain in my body. Come on and tell me about the goodness of glory in God. Come on and magnify him. Ain't he worthy? Come on, ain't he worthy? Ain't he worthy? Come on, y'all. It's something about when I come to worship God. No matter what's going on in my life, it's something about a transition in the atmosphere. How many believe in a shifting? How many believe in a shifting in the atmosphere? Come on, come on. How many believe in a shifting in the atmosphere? Let me tell you something. See, it's something about how God can control things, settle the waters, make when conflict comes into place, how he can make confusion come down. He can turn things around, and he can make you feel all better about the things and circumstances. Come on, y'all. Come on. Because you know what? When bills are due, you know what? I don't have no worries. I may have $1 in the bank, but you know what? That bill still can get paid. No matter when my children are on the highway going to college, knowing that my son got a heavy foot on the accelerator, it's something about I know how my God can protect my children. Huh. See, it's something about how I know when the doctor said he done all he can do. I know that God can make a way. My God can make a way. See, my son, 16 years old, professed to God healing in his body while I sat in the corner crying, and I said, my God, my son got a faith of the size of a mustard seed. Peace be still. Peace be still. No more worries, no more battles, because my battle, your battle, is already won. Trust in Jesus. How many of trust in God? How many of trust and believe that God can make a way? The song says, you made a way. I'm not talking about my husband. I'm not talking about my mother and my father. God bless my family. I love them. But when I say this song, and when he sings this song, y'all, he's talking about someone that doesn't have any faults. He's talking about someone that can come and step in the room and turn things around. He's talking about someone that healed your body. He's talking about someone that when the judge slaps the gavel and say 25 years, you got no years. See, it's something about how God moves. Because I know I'm not the only one that God can move and did a 360 in their life. Come on, baby.
Standing here, not knowing how we'll get through these days, but holding on to faith, we know that nothing can catch you by surprise. You got this figured out, and you're watching us now. And when it looks as if we can't win, you wrap us in your arms and step in. And now we know that you made a way. You made a way. When our backs were against the wall, and it looked as if it was over, Lord, you shown, but your grace was strong enough to pick us up, and you made a way. Lord, you made a way. When our back was against the wall, and you move mountains, you cause the walls to fall, and with your power, you perform miracles. There is nothing that's impossible, and we're standing here only because you made. And you move mountains, you cause the walls to fall, and with your power, you perform miracles. There is nothing
impossible.
We are standing here today. You may sing it again. You call the walls to fall. You perform miracles. There is nothing that's impossible. And we're standing You caused walls to fall, and with your power, for miracle, there is nothing that's impossible. We're standing here, 'cause you
voice that cries out in the silence. He's searching for a heart that will love him, and longing for a child that will give them their all. Give it all, he wants it all. And there's a God that walks over the earth. He's searching for a heart that is desperate, and longing for a child that will give them their all. Give it all, he wants it all. And he says, love me, love me with your whole heart. He wants it all today. Serve me, serve me with your life now. He wants it all today. Bow down, let go of your idols. He wants it all today. He wants it all today. He wants it all today. He wants it all. And there's a God that walks over the earth. He's searching for a heart that is desperate, and longing for a child that will give them their all. Give it all, he wants it all. And he says, love me, love me with your whole heart. He wants it all today. Serve me, serve me with your life now. He wants it all today. Bow down, let go of your idols. He wants it all today. He wants it all today. He wants it all today. He wants it all of you, love you. He wants it all today. Oh, all of you, love you. He wants it all today. Oh, all of you, all of you. He wants it all today, today, today. He wants it all today. He wants it all today. So give it up. There's a voice that cries out in the silence. He's searching for a heart that will love him, longing for a child that will give them their all. Give it all, he wants it all.
Good morning.
Good morning.
The Lord is good. He sang the song, "The Lord Will Make a Way." And he's sitting right there. I know that it was a wonderful song. It's a surprise. This is the one who went overseas and served. He's supposed to be in Germany right now. Amen. That's right. Amen. But first, giving honor to the Lord, Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Thank you, Jesus. To our pastor, thank you for this opportunity. The ministers. This is a great setup. I'm going to give a hand clap for our choir. That was an awesome song. Amen. Tanya was all in my message. That's all right. Today I want to talk to y'all about something that's, Lord, we'll make a way, but it's not, you know, you got to have something for him to work with. I'm going to say it in that manner. If the Lord's will, I'm going to start in the book of Proverbs, third chapter. It's going to be short, the fifth and sixth verse. Proverbs chapter 3, 5 and 6. And it says, trust in the Lord with all your heart.
Yes.
Lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. In this today, I'm going to ask you this. In this, for you to trust in the Lord, y'all may be seated. Thank you. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Now, some of this scripture right here, I know, is difficult for some of us. It really is. Trusting in the Lord, you can do that. Am I right?
That's right.
You can trust in the Lord. And you acknowledge him. And you know him. But the part you get problems with is lean not.
Yeah. That's it.
In your own understanding.
Yeah.
You know, that's the hard part. Is to lean not in your own understanding. You know, and the best way to explain this is through the word. I can give you different examples, but the truth is the best way to explain this is, and I'm going to go to the book of Job, lean not to your own understanding, okay? In Job 2, 9 and 10, it says, then his wife, and this is Job, y'all know the story of Job. Y'all know the story of Job. Job, Satan tempted Job, or the Lord let him do it, you know? But through all this, at this time, he had boils all over his body. From the sole of his feet to the top of the crown of his head. Had boils all over him. His friends didn't even recognize him. That's how bad it was. But it says, lean not. And it says in chapter 9, it says, then his wife said to him, do you still hold fast to your integrity? Curse God and die. Now, she didn't understand this. Now, she wasn't holding fast. She was leaning on her own understanding. And she wasn't looking to the Lord. But Job said this. But he said to her, you speak as one of a foolish woman speaks. Shall we indeed accept good from God? And shall we not accept adversaries in all this Job did not sin with his lips. Now, what's he saying here? He talking to her. You speaking like a foolish woman. Because she's leaning to her own understanding. You know, what she sees is she sees he's covered with sores. She sees all that he's lost. He's lost his children. He's lost all of his animals, his crops. He's lost everything. But can you stand fast in that? Can you hold on to that? You know, because she is standing in her own understanding, what she sees and thinks. But can you trust in the Lord? Can you trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not in your own understanding? I'm going to say it like this. 2 Corinthians 5 and 7 says like this. For we walk by faith and not by sight. We walk by faith and not by sight. Can you do it? That's the question today. Can you do it? Can you walk by faith and not by sight? Because that's the thing is, you put your trust in the Lord. You put your all in all in Him. And you walk by faith and not by sight. You understand? Because this young man right here left us, and I put my faith in the Lord. He's going to bring him home safe. I prayed that he's going to bring him home safe. And I couldn't do nothing. It had to be in the hands of the Lord. Hey, I couldn't lean on my own understanding. You have to put it in the Lord's hand, excuse me. You have to. Because if you don't, then what you going to get? You're going to get torn off. You're going to mess up. You think that you're doing the right thing. But your thinking and your way of thinking, it tells you in the Word, the Lord's thinking is higher than your thinking.
Say it good.
His thinking is higher than your thinking. So if something don't look right, it's just right for the Lord. Yeah. But in this, you know, and I ain't going to be long today if the Lord's will. It says, in all your ways, acknowledge Him. In all your ways, acknowledge Him. And He shall direct your path. Am I right? The one to explain this one is, and y'all got to understand this. This is some of my favorite Bible verses. This is coming out of Daniel. Now, y'all know Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And I need to slow down. I'm stuttering. What happened to them? He said, when you hear the music, you bow down to the graven image that He had created. And they wouldn't. They wouldn't do it. It says here, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered, and they talking to King Nebuchadnezzar, answered and said to the king, O Nebuchadnezzar, we have no need to answer you in this matter. If that is the case, our God, whom we serve, is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and He will deliver us from your hand, O King. It says, but if not, now here's the rest of it, but if not, let it be known to you, O King, that we do not serve your God, little g, your God, nor will we worship a graven golden image which you have set up. Now, what is they saying here? They walking by faith. You got to have the faith. If you ain't got the faith, are you going to stand? Such as this. Can y'all think of anybody today that would stand like they did? And they standing on faith. You got to have the faith to stand. You got to have the faith to say, I'm not going to bow down. Because there ain't but one to bow down to. Jesus Christ. Our Lord and Savior that sits at the right hand of the Father. And He says, every knee shall bow. Every knee going to bow before Him. But the thing about it is, don't bow down to nobody here on this earth. Because man going to cut you short. But in this, what did they tell Him? They were putting their trust in the Lord. And they were acknowledging Him. Because they said that, you know, if in that case, God whom we serve would deliver us from the fire, from the furnace. Our God would deliver us. But the type of faith they got is the type of faith we all need. Because they said, if not, If it's not the Lord's will to deliver us, that's okay. Because we're going home to be with him anyway. So that's the thing. Do you have that kind of faith? That's the question. Do you have that kind of faith? We all need that kind of faith. We all need to walk in that kind of faith. And when you reach him adversaries in the world, you stand on the word. Right here, you stand on this word, and you acknowledge God before all men.
That's it. That's it.
All men.
That's right.
And then he will deliver you.
That's right.
He will guide your path. But you know, talking about this is exciting. Like I said, I like this scripture because what they do in this. But then, you know, in that, he says, the Lord tells us, but if not, let it be known, O king, because he's talking to a king. You know, that'd be about like us talking to our president. You know, if you standing face to face to the president and he got a firing squad up here and he said, if you don't bow down, we're going to kill you. That's what they saying. So are you going to bow down? Or are you going to tell him, my Lord can deliver me? From your hand. From your hand. How many people know that man's hand, he's going to do you wrong? I mean, there's good people in the world that do good things. There's good, wonderful, loving Christian people that do things. And there's a lot of people that do good things that are not Christian. They're just trying to get there. But the thing about it is, you know, in that, can you stand on that word? Can you stand in that faith? To know if you stood and said, if not, my Lord going to deliver me anyway. But you have faith that they pull that trigger, it just going to snap. Because that's exactly what happened right here. They threw them in the fiery furnace. It burned up all the men. They threw them in there. They were bound. They tied them, bound them, all in their clothes. And then Nebuchadnezzar look in and say, what? Well, didn't we throw three men in there? We threw three in there, but I see four walking around in the midst of the fire. Now, who did deliver them? Christ. But here's the thing about it is, Christ let himself be known to Nebuchadnezzar. Because what he said, we threw four. He looked like the Son of Man. Yeah. Now, how did he know that? The Lord revealed himself to him that nobody, no man, and no graven image is going to deliver you from the fiery furnace. You got to have that faith to walk in that, through that, in this. I want to read this to go along with this. And this is coming out of James. It says, if any of you lack wisdom, you know, and there's a lot of them, a lot of us that lacks wisdom. You know, a lot of people know, think they know everything and don't know nothing. Because all you got to do is ask them. And they'll tell you, they know it. But the thing about it is, it says, if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all liberty and without reproach, and it will be given to him.
That's right.
But, now there, here you go, but. That's one of them little, you know, words that means so much, but. But let him ask in faith. You remember that. Let him ask in faith with no doubting, for he who doubts is like a wave, and this is what you were talking about, like a wave of the sea driven and tossed by the wind. For let not that man suppose that he will receive anything from the Lord. Now, y'all want to take that and chew on it? Now, I know I'm jumping around a lot, but it's all about faith. This is your faith walk. You got to walk by faith. You know, the thing about it is if any lack wisdom, let him ask of God. And the Lord tell you what he say all the time, baby. You say it all the time. You have not because you ask not. But the thing about it is in this, it tells you exactly. Don't doubt. Because just like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they wasn't doubting nothing. They were standing on faith, standing in front of the king, telling the king what's going to happen. Because they didn't doubt nothing. You can't doubt when you ask. Lord, deliver me from this. And then you walk away doubting. Well, I wonder if he's going to do that. I don't know if he's able to. This is where you lean not in your own understanding. Lean not in your own understanding, because if you stand there and you doubt it, and you you know, can he do this? I don't know if he can do this. This may be too big for him to handle. I need to handle this on my own. Or even it's too small for him and I can handle it on my own. That's a major mistake. Because the Lord said, look to him in all things, small or great. But if you don't look to him, then you have no faith in him. And he's not going to deliver you from anything. You're going to be in turmoil and tossed, like he said right here, tossed like the wave that the wind blows. And then you're going to walk around, and a lot of them do this. A lot of people do this. It's the fact of the matter is that you go pray to the Lord. And you ask the Lord, and you walk away, and then you kind of, well, you know. And they said, what? Say what? It says, for not that man suppose that he will receive anything. That's right. So if you ask and you got doubt, don't think you're going to get anything out of it, because you're not. The Lord tell you in his word right there, you ain't getting nothing. I ain't got nothing for you. If you're going to take it up in your own hands, you handle it, because that's as far as it's going. You got to handle it. The Lord ain't handling it. But you got to have that faith. You got to walk by faith. You got to have that. Like, you know, even Job, when I was talking about Job, he was sores all over him. I mean, how many people that's in pain, you know, and I do understand this. I've been to the hospital. We've been in hard times, and we've all seen this. Why is it that's when people want to call on the Lord? Why is that the time they want to call on the Lord? When they got their hurt or the family member hurt and they want to go down there and they want to pray. Lord, please. And if the Lord does heal them, they don't even know him. Until the next time, they got to go back to the hospital. Or somebody. How many times y'all see that? Come on now, be truthful about it. How many times you see it? You see it all the time. You know, the thing about it is, and I'm telling you, this is true, because I wasn't raised with the Lord. The first time I truly, 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 truly prayed is when my dad was in the hospital. Because he was right there in Cabrini, and I went down to the chapel. And my prayer was, Lord, don't let him suffer. You know, if you're gonna let him live, then heal him. But if it's you calling him home, then take him. And that was my prayer. You know, don't let him suffer, and he didn't. The Lord took him. But that was a hard prayer for me the first time. And a lot of people don't, you know, you gotta look at the Lord, you gotta trust in the Lord. And how do you contact the Lord? Through prayer. That's your one-on-one. That's where your faith walk starts here in the Word. But that's where it continues. And you grow each time you talk to the Lord. And the Lord will show you things that you need Remember that wisdom? You ask for that wisdom. Because he's going to show you through your prayers. In the time and the moment that you need it. On time, that's right. But in this and through this, and like I said, I wasn't going to be long. This was a surprise to me. My son's home, and that's wonderful. And I thank the Lord for it. But the main thing is, you know, it says right here, you got to learn we all walk by faith and not by sight. And that's the hard part. Can you truly walk in the faith? Can you truly give yourself to the Lord fully? Because, you know, we all make decisions. We all try to make the things right. I've been praying and putting it in the Lord's hands for me to come home with a job to come home. Well, it ain't his season and time yet. So I got to persevere until then. And that's the way I have to look at it. You know, I got to just strive and keep moving on until the Lord provides a way. And in that, you know, it's just that you have to, like I said, trust in him in all things. In all things, trust in him. And if you walk this walk, you walk the walk of faith. And right here, and this is 2 Timothy 4:7. Y'all can say this in the end. And it's a true saying. It says, I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. So you have to keep the faith. I have fought the good fight. I have run the race. He is finished. He said, I have kept the faith. So know you keep the faith and you walk the walk. Your home is with Christ. You know your home. You know where your home's going to be. You know that the Lord, he went to the cross. He died. He shed his blood.